The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise
Guys. Oh, you bringing back memories.
I know. I forgot about this song. Rediscovered it. In Gatlinburg, of all places.
What?
Yeah. I was on... I was at the island. Not the Epstein Island.
Oh.
The Gatlinburg Island. And I heard this in... Might have been the hot pepper store. Like everything, you know. You got the hot pepper stores right by the moonshine store.
I don't know if you went to Margaritaville and they were playing it in the courtyard.
That's where I ate.
Yeah, sounds yummy.
Yeah, we played pickleball. Freaking...
axe throwing.
No. Beanbag in the hole.
Cornhole. Yeah, cornhole.
Oh. Played
okay.
Cornhole.
I was way off.
Yeah.
It's like the waiting line for the Anakista.
Well, the cool thing now is that they'll say, hey, you're on a 2-hour wait. I'm joking. It wasn't that long. But they're like, but you can go walk around the island. Go look at the animated dinosaurs, which is a nice, cool thing. I feel like Dolly would charge me for that.
How many people did you see that knew almost every word, especially the part coming up?
The female part?
Yeah.
I want to watch Paige's mouth, which I often do, but I want to watch it and see if she starts mouthing the words. Whatever.
Look at her dancing. Don't even fake the deal. On the light bill.
I'm dancing like Sasha Banks right now.
Talking this and that.
I'd want to dance like a chicken.
Had to get some ribs for the Cadillac. But your gas tank is on E.
Go ahead now. Go ahead now.
You ain't got decent shoes on your feet. Girl, what's
you talking about? Yeah, this is the edited version.
Jordan's finna come out.
Do the funky chicken.
Project Pat for everyone's texting in. Good.
Dude,
man, forgot about this song. Love it. Who sings it?
What the whole family's doing it like? Have you seen the video of the little girl doing it?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know how else to describe this, so I'm just going to say it. It was in Memphis because it was tagged. So this little white girl is like doing some karaoke, and there was like, you know, a black people all in the restaurant, and they're all getting down like because she knew every word to the song, and they're all out there dancing. I'm like, man, this is cool. She knew every
word.
She
was doing it on karaoke?
Yeah.
Oh, my Chickenhead. God.
I knew
more,
it.
More, please.
She didn't use the words. And she was dancing, too. She probably 10, 11, 12 years old.
On certain words, though, did she just, like, pull her mic away from her mouth and not say anything? She didn't say them, did she?
She was into it.
Golly, man.
You got to commit, man.
Mm.
You got to get into it. I love when you hear unsuspecting music in a where you don't, like, expect it.
Like in movies?
Or, like, where you just were in Gatlinburg and then it just comes on.
Yeah. Well, I it was in one of the... Like, they have live music out there, and you'll go into the different stores, and they have kind of music that, you know, they like. So I think it was a Hot Pepper store. I don't think this would have been an Old Smoky.
We used to play this whole CD over the Bi-Lo loudspeakers when we stopped on third shift. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're stocking. Okay.
Yeah. That's when we would eat all the meat in the deli. We were like, why did they leave the meat out? We didn't know. We didn't know they weighed it after every shift.
God.
You were eating it?
They were half a loaf light when they come in.
He's in there raw. He got worms.
We got so many sandwiches, listening to rap music, stocking cereal.
Because it was a CD player, though. Somebody eventually had to walk back there and hit the... Every once in a while, you'd have a CD player that would have the little button for loop, you know. He'd play it again over and over again.
We still wouldn't say every word because, you know.
No.
And in trouble.
We knew not to do it because the crew of us were all white dudes and we still wouldn't say every word to the rap because, like.
Even if, like, and this is just talking from experience too, like, you know, like back in the day, rolling around with friends and such, and I don't say this for any kind of pat on the back or Matt, you're awesome. But I had some black friends. Okay, whatever. I did.
Yep.
And even when we would be in the... And also a Puerto Rican friend. I never really figured out what he was, actually. And no offense, but like he had one of those names that could apply to any continent. But you look at his face, it's like, I wish I could see back through your family lineage and see where it goes.
Like, what are
you? It could be all. Yeah. It was like literally all of them. He was a good. He actually has passed away now, but.
Damn it!
Yeah.
We had an old guy named Howard that worked with us. We even taught him every word to every song, you know. he could rap Don't Say Verse, You Don't Want to Be Saved.
When certain songs would come on, like, you know, I just would not say it. And everybody was cool about it, but it was just one of those things where, you know.
Even if you change it now, it doesn't sound right. Like, it's just not right.
Yeah, yeah, it doesn't.
It ain't worth doing.
So,
yeah. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is. It is.
I'm sorry.
I'm amazed at the amount of people that I thought that would be when I get some crap talked about.
That was an underground classic from way back in the day.
Boy, you crazy.
Breath like some thunder. I don't want your phone number.
That's where you could rhyme words that literally. We expect so much now. Sturgill Simpson would say, I can't rhyme something with what I drive because I drive a Bronco. Like, what are you going to rhyme that with? But now they were doing it then with, like, number and what was the other example you just used? They two words that did not rhyme at all, but they made it work.
Well, 3-6 Mafia wrote a song about two female body parts, and that's all they say in that one song.
A lot of them,
and it's a banger.
Who'd you say? Yin Yang?
3-6.
Oh, 3-6. Yeah, Yin Yang, a lot of times, like, if their voices were, like, if they were a little hoarse or whatever, they'd just, like, we're just going to whisper this song.
Sorry, but come on, man.
Like rock and country, and what? Like a lot of times, I feel like they will just put the microphone out to the crowd and sing because they're kind of bored with it, or they're like, "I'm out of breath right now." Vince Neil, especially. Oh God, I forgot the lyrics. Oh. Whatever, you're gonna sing for a minute. But then Ying Jang was, "Wait, do you see my? Oh, wait, do you see my? Yeah,
dude, have you heard the song? And this shouldn't be a song." And I hate this person because they get paid for it. I don't even know what it's called, but it goes look. Like that's all the dude says. Look.
It's annoying. Stop.
I'm like, oh my God, how are you?
It might be Travis Scott because he did fiend.
Oh yeah, they kind of. Somebody text that in, please. I know you know what I'm saying.
So say it again because I told you I have a system to figure out what songs are without. Trying to use Shazam, but okay, go ahead.
Is this a mumble rap?
It's got to be. All the guy goes, and it was a charted pop song. He goes, I don't even know the melody of it, the tone, but that's all the guy says. I gotta see if somebody texts in.
According to the source that I used, it could be by rapper Chicken P. And P just with the letter P, not like chicken urine.
Oh.
And then it could also be a song by A Boogie with the Hoodie, which definitely I would recommend you not playing without listening to ahead of time.
Oh, my God.
A talented, I think, artist, but that name is just like, I could imagine being a kid and say, boy, what are you listening to in there? Dad, it's A Boogie with a Hoodie.
Oh, it's a what?
This is the same kid who told me to go to Sonic and order a pickety drinkety.
Dude, we might have to use. Can you use the thing on your phone?
What's the thing?
Like the Surrey or the Shazam? Yeah.
For what? You singing it?
Yeah. Can you? Will it do it? Can you sing it and it picks up? I hate that damn song.
Rarely. Did you try those two options?
Like mine?
You can't do it off the on the air.
Let me see if I can.
Look Back by A Boogie with the Hoodie, or a song called Look Like by rapper Chicken P, not urine.
I don't like
Master P. They might be related.
I'm pretty sure I could pull it up because we share.
Silk DeShaka is involved in this project.
Hey Siri, who sings the song?
This is
CW62. I can't do it because it's running the TV. That sounds so stupid doing it. Paige, do it in yours.
What?
Do you have a Siri?
Oh, Lord, she doesn't
You want me to do this?
Yeah.
Look,
see if it'll pull it up.
Siri, who sings look, excuse me. That's my voice. Look.
Listening.
Oh, do it now. Look. It's got to know.
I don't think it speaks.
Do it again, say.
Look. Blaze is going.
Who is that, Siri?
I'm going to tell you to call the doctor.
Sorry, I don't understand.
Damn it.
Okay, tell me the name of...
What is this damn song?
Now, tell me the lyric again. You say it, but don't sing it.
Look. Look.
Are you saying look or look?
I don't know what he's saying. Is he saying
look? Because a lot of times the last letter will not be emphasized. So there's like the word lust could just be look.
Somebody said it's Smurfs. It ain't Smurfs.
If somebody's la 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 la, is that what it is? La 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 la. Are you thinking fa la 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 la?
No, and it's not Lil Wayne either.
Oh, okay. So say it again. Just say it, but then don't sing it. So I'm gonna try it.
Look.
That's it?
Yeah, that's all he says. And it was a top 40 hit, and that's the tone.
Hey Siri, what is the rap song that says look? And it's still like circling, like it don't know. I don't know.
Oh man,
I know. We usually really good at these mysteries. Like, remember there was a song the other day that we tried to find just by like humming the lyrics. Yeah, I'm very surprised we have not. Somebody's texted in at 1-800-774-0093. The TLCMotors.com phone line. It's the same number to text and call.
Same one.
Saying I'm amazed that the melting pot of P1s has not figured this out yet. You saying that like you know then. Help us out.
Somebody.
There was the one song where we had to keep singing it on the air, and then finally the world, the heavens opened up, and someone texted and said, no, you're thinking of this song. And then it was like, yes, that's it.
Some people are texting in what it could be, but.
Is it not a boogie with a hoodie?
No, it's not that. See, they play it at another station in the building, so we share the playlist. So I'm thinking it's neither one of those because I can't pull it up.
Rock 101? No, I'm just kidding.
I may have to figure it out off the... God dang it!
I know, I don't like when...
Because I want to play a little bit of it because it's stupid.
Well, oh, dude, is it... God. Are you thinking of the Broccoli song?
Is that what it is?
It might be. Hold on. Because, like, I've had this... I'm thinking two different ways here. I'm Googling, and then I'm also, like, thinking with my brain. And
man, I need somebody young to like
kiss my ass.
No.
Yeah, it might be. Okay, there's a text that says, yeah, it sounds like Yachty. But I don't know. But I don't know if there's cuss words. I mean, I no offense, rap, but I need to audio check before. Like, I can't just play it. Like, country every once in a while I'll say a son of a bitch, or there's a couple Al Dean songs where he says a-hole and things like that. But like, generally speaking, they're not talking about popping blankies and such.
Spicy.
Is that it? Okay, that's all I can play.
No, okay. It starts off like kind of real.
It sounds like your a son. Ballad.
He ain't up. He ain't gonna know.
All right.
Dang it.
I don't want to move on.
You I'm gonna figure what? Out what it is during the break.
I love the text line and I hate the text line. Move on, guys. This is boring. You got to see what we see. There's I'm not going to lie and say thousands, but like hundreds of texts come in, people trying to guess it. And it's not like a preconceived thing because on paper, this would have seemed lousy, but it's kind of fun.
On paper.
I mean, if you wrote a Fat Boy Wants to Figure like, Out song for 20 minutes, you'd be like, God, I don't know what that means.
Somebody's got to. I don't want to look like a douche and go to another station and say, hey, who sings look,
they wouldn't know either.
I dare you to go next door.
I'll pass. You know what? I can't even say that I could... I was hoping it was my daughter. Because I could call my daughter, but she's even the point now where she's out of the loop too stuff.
Yeah.
Which I think is good. I think it's real good.
Oh, yeah.
I'll figure it out. Somehow.
Yeah, I don't want to extend this another segment.
It's got to be so much. All things
Rise Guys. They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work. TheRiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I think this is it. No?
No, it's not.
Say the lyrics of the one you heard.
The one I'm trying to figure out?
Yeah.
Look.
I think this is it. I think this is it. This is actually called The Look.
I know Rock said this is a great song. This is the Grand Theft Auto song, anyway.
Yeah.
That's not that one.
Look heavenly bound. But he's early.
He's got to be saying, look.
Kissing is a color, loving is a wild dog.
And the song.
Go ahead.
Let me double check your text real quick again.
I'll sing then. She's got the look.
I saw a couple.
She's got the look.
Oh, God.
Well, good, no, good, bad, brown eyed girl, yeah, turn blue. That sound like the people from Best Damn Audio. New for you. And I go, la, 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 la. Look.
It ain't Lil Wayne, and it sure as hell ain't David Allen Coe. I don't know why somebody would text that in.
Oh, they're just trying to get you to play that pillowcase song.
God, F. F, big fat
no,
F.
I'd rather you GD than GF.
I didn't put it together.
I'd rather you do neither. Yeah, just on this come video. On.
Big wet F. Why can't I not think of this? Look, he says look.
Look.
Am I not spelling look right? I do have a GED. Is it possible? I don't know what I'm saying.
But it could be one of those songs where, like, oh, man, I could tell you. Oh, and I can look at my playlist here. What is the song I love? I'm admitting this. I love the song by Chicago and I never can remember the name of the song. It's
all by who?
Chicago.
Oh, great. Ben Peter Cetera's.
I can't remember. But anyway, just because sometimes you can't just look up that the song might not even be called that. Like Immigrant Song by Led Zeppelin. I don't know if they talk about borders or.
So what if you didn't know
getting free hotel stays?
What if you didn't know the lyrics to that song? Could you just hum the, you know, ha 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 ha? Like somebody would figure that one out. I'm trying to say look 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 look.
See that therein lies the problem because
you're driving me nuts
again. Because you know I don't enunciate worth a damn, and Wortha will be spelled on the transcript as worth with an A on the end. I read them. People point them out to me again. Hey Karen, for those that are deaf that read our podcast, I'm rarely saying hey Karen. I'm talking about, in my opinion, the greatest home run hitter of all time, Hank Aaron.
Yeah.
But the podcast, because of my sloppy language, makes it look like I'm saying hey Karen. Hey Karen. Karen, who played for the Atlanta Braves.
Hi Karen.
Hey all Karen. Right. It's nuts.
I'm going to try this one.
Try it.
And because like, I typed something out.
How would a rapper, and I'm not even going to preface this with you. How would a rapper spell look? Is the K on there? Like, is it like L-U-H? Like, look.
Like let me try that.
Like, I look you. You know, sometimes I remember bitches in middle school, they would say things like, I love you. And I'm like, but what does that mean, love? And he's like, you don't want to fully commit to me in the seventh grade, do you? You just love me, love. I'd all rather right, you lube me. Put an E on there, too, Paige.
Yeah. Let me see if we got this one.
I'm about 14 seconds from wanting to punch you in the head and make you forget you ever came up with this.
This is the only one I can try.
God bless.
All right, let me try this. Let me put this on.
Watch it be something by Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons or something.
Let me see if this is it.
Is it... This is
this song is just, this isn't.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
This ain't this rap.
I know it when I hear it. That's the damn song.
You better
song.
Make sure we play it. Who sings it?
Somebody named Rima.
Rima Rap McIntyre?
Oh, this is it.
This ain't rap.
I mean, it's got to be a rapper,
this
right? It's not
rap
a singer.
I want to hear in the port when they're trying to sell me conch shells. This is like Weekend to Bernie's what, 4 music.
You tell me, what are you saying?
Okay. Oh. Oh, 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 oh. Baby gon' give me your lo, 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 lo.
This is the worst song ever.
Shouty gon' give me her love.
Your baby talking to your dog.
This is, it was a big hit. All he says is, lun, 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 lun.
Was this guy a bobsledder in the Olympics years ago?
I don't even know if it's a guy. It says Selena Gomez is on it, but I don't hear. I know those big jugs in a song anywhere.
Rima?
R-E-M-A. You say Rima McIntyre.
Rima.
It's so stupid. I didn't type out the full word. That's how it
says
came
here,
up.
Rima's last name is Buttcrack.
Okay.
There she is. She's doing the same thing, though.
I don't know what anybody's saying.
People, like...
I'm old and white.
Gen Xers and younger can't, like, fully enunciate or, like, project a sound.
Oh, now she's going to do it. I knew it was slow.
It's probably some devil worshiping chant. We don't know what we're saying. Like when we're saying Beetlejuice or Susudio. What are we summoning when we go Susudio? Oh, what is that?
Why would my phone not pick up me doing that? I did it just the same, I thought.
Because... But with you, it sounds like Patrick from SpongeBob saying it. No offense.
I mean, it's got to be close, right?
It's kind of catchy, that the little chorus part.
It's the stupidest damn song you'll ever hear, man.
It's catchy enough to divert us now for 38 minutes, but that's still fun, little things. But, like, what did people think when Mr. Tallyman, Tally Me Banana came out? Like, they'd be like, what are you even singing about? Daylight, come. He's a guy who worked third shift at the banana farm, and he wanted to go home to his kids. And he's saying to his lead man, his foreman, his tally man, hey, man, come
tally
here.
Tally me banana.
Tally me banana.
But then how many people found it from Lil Wayne? Because he took it in, you know, 6 foot, six 7 foot. Foot. Hey,
That's a good song. The other one, not so good.
You don't know that, Wheezy?
Lil Tunchi. Paige?
Uh-huh.
That's your nickname. Oh. He stole it from you.
He did not.
Thank God, man. We figured out what that was. It would have drove me nuts all day.
Arr. Well, I'm
still getting my balls busted. People are saying, he's not saying look, dummy. That's why you couldn't find it.
He's saying love. But he's saying love.
He's not saying anything. Look, 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 look,
look. I'm
going
to give that shorty my look, 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 look.
That's making money. That's the song. Anything. You could fart in a microphone and make a platinum record.
You boy, you know, any other time of the day, I would have been able to like just pop it right out.
You would have had a hit in Paige's microphone.
Yeah, or something. It rhymes with that. Paige,
mm-hmm.
We can do some headlines now.
I do.
All right.
You want to buy possibly the most expensive wig ever? I'll tell you about it next in your Rise Guys headlines. Do you wear wigs?
No.
A lot of people do.
We got the blue wig in the office. Wore it on my
one right there.
Ball bag. That's not that one.
No, that's a different one.
That's a good-looking one.
That was like. One that Fatboy wore as a merkin.
That one.
Somebody grabbed it and wore it as a real wig at times. Like, oh, man. You sit there. It's so great because the person's wearing the wig, and you slowly on your phone show them a picture of Fatboy wearing it, stuffed coming out of his pants.
You remember what that was?
While it's on that person's head.
I think I have a picture of that.
That was a drag race.
Yeah, it was the drag race.
We were in drag.
Literally in drag doing a foot race. That's fun. We'd be burned to the stakes these days for that.
Wouldn't have any knees.
Good morning, nice. Everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hello.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. And we begin with a story about a wig. You ever wear a wig? There's a very famous wig that you may be able to purchase.
Oh,
it's got to be.
Trying to think creatively a fun answer for that.
It's got to be.
Is it Vicki Lawrence's mama's family wig?
Something like that.
Something
like
that.
Oh, yeah. The character. Good answer. No, but you're wrong.
I have a picture of my mother from the year 1972 because my daddy had shaved his beard into just big fat pork chop sideburns and took the beard off. And my mom has a beehive, and I kid you not, from her scalp, what is this here? Like 6 inches, 7 inches?
I wish.
No, this from here is not.
It's got to be closer to.
Well,
yeah.
I asked my aunt, you know, this was posthumously. It's easier to write than to say. Posthumously. I was like, that ain't all her hair, is it? She's like, no, there was a little form box that you would put in your hair and then form your hair around the box.
That's how that works.
Yeah. I thought that was like all hair, just you'd let it down, look like crystal gel. But it was a box in my mama's hair. It's the damnedest thing.
Heavy on your head.
Well, I mean.
Well, I bet you would have got slapped if you told somebody that was a box up there. She would have got you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well.
Shut up, Matthew.
Don't tell them. They thought that was all thick, luscious hair.
Mm. Well, talk about luscious hair. Tina Turner's estate was going to sell the official wig for $1,000.
I always thought it looked like a line, her hair. I thought she was foxy as crap, too.
Oh, did she always wear a wig?
Not in the...
Well, that big.
When she was with...
You know, the one that was kind of like...
They always said he shaved her head one time. Because he was like just a wily piece of crap. Just piece of crap.
Yeah.
Well,
watch the Lifetime movies.
So... this whole thing went down in flames this week because it looked awful, not to mention the fact that they were going to charge $1,000.
There's only one? You figure there are a bunch.
Yeah, I know. Like, I think all those buildings at Dollywood where it looks like it would be a store but nothing's there, I think that's to hide Dolly's wigs. Because I bet you she's got a bunch.
Got to.
Just has to.
Well, the wig was actually created by Tina's longtime wig and hairstylist, Arthur Johns, and... it was made with human hair because this is the best wigs that look authentic.
Are those less itchy, the real ones like that? Like if you get a gimmick
wig somewhere. I think it's the whatever the form is that makes it itch so bad.
But you've worn a wig, like they've got like some kind of, I'm thinking of like costume wigs, but they'll have those little nets inside. It hurts the scalp.
It's tight to your head, that's why it just...
But like a woman who wears a wig daily, like older women and stuff, mm-hmm. like do they have like a one or two guard haircut normally?
Is it always short to tuck up in there?
Yeah, well, it'd have to be, right?
A lot of people that I know that wear like the clip-in extensions...
You know, somewhere they wear strap-ons as well.
I've never worn a good wig.
Did you wear a strap-on wig?
No.
Oh.
I got a bunch of those.
It's called a merkin, I think, right?
Merkin. Hey, what do you call those bush wigs?
Man, I got alopecia and my girl's in a guy with a big bush. Can you help me out?
What are they selling merkins for? Would you?
Merkins, not Murfins. merkin. It sounds like a wizard.
Oh. Merkin. Smirkins. Do the smirkins.
Oh, you get blue hair.
Just walk around with blue... public hair.
Got blue hair down there. Oh, Paige. About wigs.
So this was all teased out, her hair was, and it was really big in the 80s. And one person compared it to Little Orphan Annie's hair, and another said it was like Olivia Newton-John's hair at the end of Grease.
Little Orphan Annie.
Yeah, the one that I want.
Daddy Warbucks had a skull cap, didn't he? He was, the character was bald, right? Always.
God, I don't know. I feel like remember. He was. I remember the other guy with the seven. That's from the Seven Up.
Maybe
that was like the sheik or the butler or whatever, but he wore a turban or something.
Yeah, who was that guy?
It wasn't. He's like Seven Up commercials, I think, around that same time.
Was that Annie or Sound of Music?
I've never seen the Sound of Music.
You know what? I'm sure it had to be.
I know what Sound of Music is, and I know that. Some woman lives in like Switzerland or something. It likes to dance on the side of a cliff. If you fail, you'd be dead.
Yeah,
that's what I know about it.
You're a lady who?
I'm not. I'm a manny who.
Manny who?
You're a lady who? You're a lady ho for money in movies.
God, is this a Mandela thing? Is I know I remember seeing the guy, the butler you're talking about.
Just look up on IMDb, like the black guy that played in the first Annie movie. But I just Googled. Just out of curiosity, there's like famous women now that wear wigs that you would not know. Horribly,
most of them.
Horrible inquiry, but yeah, you're right. Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Kylie Jenner. She's like 20 something years old.
Yeah, most people don't have
Kim Kardashian.
Hair. It's awful.
Jennifer Lopez. You use it's according to who cares what the source is? It's probably crap. It says you only get to see about 20% of J-Lo's real hair at any time.
Yeah, that's
that. I saw 100% her beautiful ass in that Hustlers movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know what happens when I looked up what you said to look up?
What?
Jamie Foxx comes up. I forgot they did an Annie with Jamie Foxx in it.
What did he play?
I didn't
Daddy Warbucks?
I think he did, actually.
Awesome.
Oh, they inverted it?
But here's the other guy's name is Jeffrey Holder.
Oh.
He's got the white turban on. He's got like a white military suit.
And to the jerks on text, I'm not saying he was the make 7-Up yours guy. That was a guy from around here, actually.
Yeah.
That guy from I can't ever remember his name, but that guy was like 7-Up. He had a voice like who am I sounding like right now? And don't say any bad words. James Earl Jones. He had a little bit of that.
A little bit of that with a little mix of Riley Martin.
With a little bit of Riley Martin.
Orlando Jones.
You know, today is a big day, and you may be able to celebrate personally.
Thursday.
Today is National Tattoo Day.
Well, we do have tattoos.
But that should be on a Tuesday, so you could go the Mark Hendricks route. Tattoos Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, look it. Well, we could give away tattoos. We did Tattoos Day, and Mark Hendricks came up with that. He is just a punny son of a bitch.
Why don't you guys ever think about these when I care to hear them?
Yeah.
Fair. Yeah.
So, well, what about it? Tattoos.
Yeah. People celebrate it. And there's a new Google Trends map of the most searched tattoo designs in every state over the past 12 months.
It's got to be tribal. Celebrate.
I bet it's still Goldberg.
It's got to be.
But we're not too creative out there.
Bob wire.
As human beings Bob in wire. General.
Does, by the way, does Bron Breakker have a Goldberg tattoo? I'd never noticed that, honestly.
That's what everybody's going to think when they see it.
It looks like a Goldberg tattoo.
Because he had his first.
Yeah, it's just that style of... Hey, man, I like tribal barbed wire.
Did you see the people cussing at Goldberg after the match where he's, you know, going through the crowd?
Uh-uh.
And then Goldberg says, just because you're a low life doesn't mean you have to spread it around.
Dude, they railroaded him. They really railroaded him so hard. They said, dude, this is your last match. Bring all these people with you. And
yeah, he had Chuck Zito with him.
And we're going to get in the ring afterwards. And after you talk for 20 seconds, we're just going to go to commercial and never come back.
Oh.
This is the damnedest thing. They screwed him over.
Gave it away.
I tell you, that's a business getting too big for its britches.
So what do people want to put on their arms or various things?
Yeah, what about tattoos?
On their bodies? Well, pretty much five basic things. Names, hearts, crosses, flowers, and roses.
Roses.
Oh, that's a great discount store. I have a Sky City tribal band on my arm.
Well, names are number one in states such as... Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Colorado, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, South Carolina, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Delaware. We like names.
Is a vulva on the back of the neck tattoo popular anywhere? Is that
a
on
vulva,
the list?
Just the word or just not the actual body,
are you
body
put it on the back of the neck?
You've already got the one there. Fat boy, turn your head, Paige. He's got a pack of hot dogs tattooed on the back of his neck. Do you see it?
It's a kielbasa at this
really
point.
It's really cool. If he gets blistered, it's like I didn't set up my joke right. Okay. What are those real red hot dogs that are real cheap, but they're red?
Oh, the ones that you like, the nasty ones.
I like Ginotti chicken franks.
Those things. Ugh.
Bun no, size.
These are the ones that look sauce. Like blood, like Gatorade red. Yeah, like those hot dogs.
Those are the big 60s.
Piggies.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't look right.
So hearts are popular in 10 states. Alaska, Hawaii, Arizona, New Mexico, Kansas, Minnesota, Alabama, Georgia, Connecticut, and New Hampshire. They like hearts on their bodies. Mm. Now, crosses.
I like them in mine.
I mean,
my heart.
I'd get a cross on my arm or something like that.
What would it say? Would you be on it? Or just a cross?
I'm not Jesus. Why would I put myself on there? That's blasphemy.
Yo, tell that to Tupac.
So I just want to make sure you realize.
Crosses.
They're like the Marilyn Mansion.
Crosses are number one in four states.
Oh,
Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, and Ohio.
What a Ted, Marilyn Mansion.
I'm just thinking of so many different things. Like the house looks like Marilyn Manson or Marilyn Monroe, but it's the Marilyn Mansion. You know, almost like Rhea Ripley kind of looks like a sexy Marilyn Manson.
Gosh, she really does. Gosh, she looks great.
I mean, she does.
She can never... Is she trying to dumb down her looks? Because she's going to be hot regardless.
Dude, you ever seen her with blonde hair?
Yeah, I like that look.
Who? Rhea Ripley.
Mommy.
Oh, okay.
And we ain't talking about the one from... anytime I say Rhea Ripley. Oh, Alien?
Yeah, not that one.
Oh, that Rhea, I don't think I had a last name.
Well, flowers are big in California, Utah, Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, Connecticut,
Missouri.
Michigan, West Virginia, Mexico, Virginia, and North Carolina. They love flowers.
Like a helicopter.
Even Florida, Maryland, Massachusetts, New York.
New York, Vermont,
and Maine.
Vermont.
Uh-huh. So roses are popular in Wyoming, South Dakota, Oklahoma, Illinois, Indiana, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island. But what shouldn't you do? Here's the worst tattoos you want to ever get.
Can I see that list real quick? All right. Hey, we got to go to break, Paige. I love you, but we got to go to break. I'll unfold it
the
and let you read it when
we come
back. The
worst thing to do is super long quotes. Those are bad. Also, tramp stamps are horrible. And
come on. Those are fun.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rice Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. All right. Thank you. I'll recycle this, I swear.
Oh,
just as much as they will.
Who's going to take it? Yeah, really.
All right. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.